Hi, I'm Mickey Williams with Bites by MSDN, and today we're talking to Adam Grahalski from RBA Consulting up in Twin Cities.
Yep.
So you're here at MIX today.
I am here at MIX today. Yeah, it's a great conference.
So what kinds of things are you interested in?
Oh, well, obviously, I mean, the Windows Phone 7 announcements, I mean, that's huge. Yeah. You know, so everyone's, no matter what your background is, you're interested in that. But my one of my main interests is cloud computing and Windows Azure.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you guys have the Twin Cities Azure user group.
Yeah, we started the Twin Cities Cloud Computing User Group.
Right.
Yeah, just over a year ago now, kind of as things were coalescing around Windows Azure and, you know, SQL Azure, what those were going to become, we thought it'd be really important to get people in the community together to start learning about it, to figure out what it's going to mean. It's going to mean a lot of different things for their businesses, different ways of thinking. So we wanted to start helping people kind of coalesce around that and start figuring that out ahead of time.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And you also have this Thor project.
Yes. So Thor. Thor came out of the Cloud Computing User Group out of some feedback we got from the group. Given we're on this kind of bleeding edge technology,
right.
You know, so it's kind of this problem you always see in that technology. It's, well, this is really great stuff, but, you know, my boss, we're on Visual Studio 2005 or whatever, you know, so
right.
We're on some older technology at my office, so I'm not going to be able to actually use this in my day-to-day job.
Right.
However, there's a second part to that when it comes to Azure, because one of the big things around Azure is pricing and, you know, the ROI that
right.
businesses are going to hopefully start realizing.
Right.
They know that their superiors are going to start coming to them and saying, they're going to be making the decision saying, hey, we need to go to the cloud. People who may not have a technical background may be making that decision just due to cost.
Right, exactly.
And a lot of it makes sense. So these people, members of the user group, say, well, okay, I want to be able to jump when my boss says, all right, let's go. I want to be able to say, yeah, let's
right.
go, and I'll take you there.
Right.
So how can I get experience with that?
Right.
So we came up with a project, Thor, to help enable people to get experience while developing a real-world application that that they could actually take back to their business and use.
Yeah, so that's one of the cool things about Thor. It's not like a narrow sample app. It's actually
yeah.
a fairly broad...
Right, and that's the other reason, and that was kind of me personally, and I go work with some other user groups, and that's one of the frustrations I have, especially when you look at some of the demos that come from Microsoft.
Right.
They're very, you know, single technology focused, which is fine.
Right.
But in our day-to-day development lives and architecting lives, we don't deal with one technology at a time. We deal with multiple technologies, and we deal with multiple technologies in an integrative fashion. We got to bring everything together.
Right.
So we wanted to figure out a way where we could do that with Thor too, bringing a whole different slew of technologies together in a cohesive solution.
Right.
Yeah.
So how does it work? So tell me some of the technologies.
Okay. So we'll start kind of with the use case, because obviously when you're writing software, you got to have a problem to solve.
Right.
And so we came up with the basic problem of conference room scheduling. I know it doesn't sound glamorous, but it actually comes out to a really nice solution.
Yeah.
The basic use case is, say a client, calls you on the phone and says, I'm in the neighborhood, you know, I'm by your office, I'd like to come in and talk about this project. I said, well, yeah, sure, come on in, let's do that. So the client arrives, and now you need to get a conference room. So you start walking around, and you see some empty rooms, but, you know, you're not really sure. I said, well, I didn't book it, so is it vacant, you know, or is someone
right.
just a couple minutes late to the meeting? How can I be sure about that?
Right.
So how could I just book it right now? Because I don't want to have to haul around my laptop and pop that open and then, oh, I got to open Outlook. And what's the name of this conference room
yeah.
again? I can't remember.
Yeah.
So maybe a simple application that could handle all of that for you. Now, some companies have solved this problem by basically buying very expensive digital displays, putting them on the outside of every conference room, and then allowing people to book them that way.
Right.
But, I mean, we're a user group, and user groups are free, and, you know,
yeah, exactly.
we don't have budget, so we got to come up with a free solution.
Right.
So we thought, well, what's the technology everybody has, or lots of people have? Well, smartphones with cameras on them, right?
Right.
Right. So, it's, well, could we leverage that? Ah, Microsoft Tag. So Tag, you know, the colorful little glyphs
right.
that you can embed data in. Well, every phone platform has a Tag Reader app. Maybe we could create tags for every conference room and then, you know, use a smartphone to capture that tag and then maybe redirect to a website hosted in the cloud somewhere.
Right.
That'll give me that conference room information. So that was kind of the use case we came up with. So we started developing that, and then we looked at, well, we can tie in other technologies like Exchange. So we can
right.
you can hit Exchange Web Services natively. You don't have to use Outlook or Exchange
right.
or Outlook Web Access. You can actually get all that data via web services. So we said, well, we could do that, and then we could use Azure Storage to cache that data to make this thing really fast, because that's
right.
one of the things about the cloud, right? Talking about scalability, performance. So
right.
we wanted to be able to to leverage that as well. So yeah, so that's yeah. So now you can go and look up your conference room, book them right from your phone if you need to. Or if it's not available, we'll show you the other conference rooms in your office that are open too, so you could go and book another one if you had to.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice set of integration technologies around Azure.
Yeah, and I mean we're also using Silverlight in there from a management console perspective. Right. You know, we're using ASP.NET MVC for the mobile browser app. So yeah, great. all kinds of Microsoft tech coming together in a cloud solution.
And you not only use this for your user group, but it's also up on the cloud. It's up on Codeplex.
It's up on Codeplex, thor.codeplex.com. You can download it, take it, and deploy it to the cloud for your business. If you don't want to invest in digital displays, go create some glyphs and deploy this. Yeah.
Nice. Thanks for coming to speak to us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for watching.